2 days before, I learned the secret she'd kept buried for a decade. The seemingly personal secret that would not only devastate the two of us, but change the world forever. Therese Collins called me at 5 a.m., pushing me from one quasi-erotic dream into another. She simply said, "Come to Paris." I had not heard her voice in, what, 7 years, maybe. I stirred and said, "Therese? Where are you?" "In a cozy hotel on the left bank. You'll love it here. There's an Air France flight leaving tonight at 7. I sat up. Therese Collins. Imagery flooded in. Her Class B felony bikini. That private island. The sun-kissed beach. Her gaze that could melt teeth. Her Class B felony bikini. "I can't," I said. "Paris," she said. "I know." Nearly a decade ago, we ran away to that island as two lost souls. I thought we would never see each other again, but we did. A few years later, she helped save my son's life, and then, poof, she was gone without a trace. Until now. "Think about it," she went on. "The City of Lights. We could make love all night long." I managed to swallow. "I can't, Therese. I'm involved."
"With the 9/11 widow?"
I wondered how she knew. "Yeah."
"This wouldn't be about her."
"Sorry, but I think it would."
"Are you in love?" she asked.
"Would it matter if I said yes?"
"Not really."
I switched hands. "What's wrong, Therese?"
"Nothing's wrong. I want to spend a romantic, sensual, fantasy-filled weekend with you in Paris."
Another swallow. "I haven't heard from you in, what, 7 years?
Almost 8.
"I called," I said, "repeatedly."
"I know.
I left messages, I wrote letters, I tried to find you."
"I know," she said again.
There was silence. "Therese?"
"When you needed me," she said, "really needed me, I was there, wasn't I?"
"Yes."
"Come to Paris, Myron."
"Just like that?"
"Yes."
"Where have you been all this time?"
"I will tell you everything when you get here."
"I can't. I'm involved with someone."
That damn silence again.